各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
那么下午我们来继续啊来讨论另外一个意象，就是四轮的意象。
And next in the afternoon, we will continue to take a look at another vision that is, of the four wheels.
有人说啊世界上啊人类啊最伟大的发明是什么？
What is the greatest invention of all time?
大家想想看。
Let's everybody think.
人类最伟大的发明，你们觉得是什么？
What do you think is the greatest invention of all time?
Yes, Brother Chase.
Wheel.
Brother Tracy 说是轮子。
对啊，我们 Brother Tracy 非常 smart 啊，非常聪明啊，知道我这个问题这样问，大概这个是答案了啊。因为啊，人类啊，就是有发明轮子啊，才有办法运输啊。
Men are only able to print.
轮子啊 ，wheel 啊。
Yeah.
运输就 transportation.
They are able to have transportation because of the wheel.
你种的东西要运去卖，也要牛车啊、马车，也要轮子啊。
Even the horse carts and oxen carts need wheels.
你要盖金字塔，那个石头那么重，要怎么运过去？也要下面有轮子啊，那个一块一块木头转动，它才可以运过去啊。
If we need to quarry something and transport stones, we also need wheels.
今天如果没有轮子的话，我们的人类的文明啊就会改写了。
If we do not have the wheel, then the development of an industrialization of man will be different.
那你不要小看原型啊，这个轮子这个奥秘哦。
So we should not look down upon the mystery of this wheel.
我们从不同的几何图形啊，但是原型是最 fascinating 啊，最令人家着迷的。
Although among
all the figures, all the triangle, square, but
among all the geometric figures, the circle,
原型还是 circle 哈
is the most mysterious.
我们读记不记得读中学的时候
？Do you remember when we were in grade school?
这个是什么
？What is pi?
这是 pi 啊 ，pi 是什么？圆周率对不对
？It is.A figure?
这是圆周跟什么？跟直径的比例啊。
Is the circumference, or I mean?
The ratio between
the
circumference
between,
and diameter, right?
Okay, the ratio between the
circumference
and diameter.
记不记得？
如果以分数的表现呢？
22/7.
3.14, 但是呢，这个后面呢还有很多字啊，背不完的。这个是比例啊，22。这从古代的科学家、他们就研究，这个派，结果今天呢，无论是做什么计算的，都是用到这个派啊，这个 constant 这个上数在里面了。
And the constant of pi is used even in the current times.
但是今天不讲这个，我也不懂这个啊。今天我们讲四个轮子啊，圣经里面最厉害的轮子。
But today we're not talking about pi. We'll talk about the wheel.
在启示在一个以西结的这个第二个意象啊，就是看到有四个轮子。
The second vision that Ezekiel saw was the vision of the four wheels.
我们请看那个以西结书第一章第十五节。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 15.
以西结书第一章第十五节。
Verse 15.
第十五节，我正观看活物的时候，见活物的脸庞。各有一轮在地上，16节。
16.
轮的形状和颜色好像水穿玉，四轮都是一个样式，形状和做法好像轮中套轮。17节。
17.
轮行走的时候，向四方豆浪直行，并不掉转。18节。
18.
至于轮杆高而可畏。四个轮杆周围满有眼睛，19节。
19.
活物行走，轮也在旁边行走。活物从地上升，轮也上升。20节。
20.
灵往哪里去，活物就往哪里去。活物上升，轮也在活物旁边上升，因为活物的灵在轮中。21节。
21.
那些行走。这些也行走，那些站住，这些也站住，那些从地上升，轮也从旁边上升， 因为活物的灵在轮中。二十二节。
22.
活物的头上有穹苍的形象，看着像可畏的水晶铺张在活物的头上。好，我们先读到这里哈。这里记载以细节要观看，看到另外一个非常大而可畏的异象。
And this records an instance where Ezekiel saw another great vision.
啊，这里说这个四个轮的在哪里呢
？And this explains, or where is are these four wheels?
啊，这个四个轮呢，如果我们读英文的话，可以比较清楚一点。
It is more clear in the English version.
那请你读第十五节。
15. Now as I looked at the living creatures, I saw a wheel upon the earth beside the living creatures, one for each of the four of them.
啊，中文看起来好像这个轮呢，在他的脸的旁边。
In the Chinese, it seems as if the wheel is beside these living creatures' faces.
其实不是啊，轮子怎么可以放脸旁边？这个是放在地上，只是刚好这个地上的旁边那个四活物有四个脸。
However, it's not beside the faces, rather it's on the ground beside the living creatures.
所以是在地上，轮本来就是要放地上，要卷，要滚动啊，要走动。
So the wheels are made to be on the ground.
所以四个活物啊，旁边呢各有一个轮呢，就是总共有四个轮子了。
If there's a wheel beside each living creature, then there are four wheels.
啊，所以这个是名副其实的这个四轮传动哈。All wheel drive 啊 four wheel 啊。
Okay, so this is like a four wheel drive.
啊，是属灵的这个 four wheel 啊 ，SUV 啊。
Four wheels and SUV in the spirit.
但是这个四个轮呢，到底代表什么呢
？But what do these four wheels symbolize?
很清楚啊，这个四个轮呢，就可以代表神的救赎的工作。
These four wheels clearly symbolize the work of God.
我们刚刚讲过，轮子要有轮子车才会动啊，才可以去这里去哪里，才可以运东西啊，才可以做事情啊。
We have already talked about wheels, and we know we need wheels in order for a vehicle to move.
所以啊，这个轮子可以代表啊，在神在属灵的当中啊，他要所做的救恩的大计划或者神的作为。
So the wheels symbolize and mean the great salvation of God.That God wants to accomplish.
因为我们早上讲那个历史的时候已经讲过了。
And in the morning, we already talked about the history.
百姓他们在这个被掳的生活当中很绝望。
The chosen people were living a life that was very desolate.
Hopeless.
Hopeless.
啊，他们觉得说，哎呀，我们已经被掳了，能够做什么呢
？They are slaves, so what can they do?
啊，后来连国家也被毁灭了，能够做什么呢
？And their country was destroyed, so what could they do?
啊，好像很绝望。
It seems like they're very hopeless.
但是神让以西结先看到四个活物。
But God allowed Ezekiel to see the four living creatures.
啊，神在属灵里面准备了很多的工人，他可以成就一切的事情。
And God had prepared many things in the spirit that are able to help the situation on earth.
然后呢，轮子又出来，代表神的工作啊会继续的下去。
And the appearance of the four wheels means that God's work will continued.
那么这个轮子啊是怎么样子的呢
？And how did what are the appearance of these four wheels？
第十六节啊，这里说轮的形状和颜色好像水窗玉。
And in verse 16, it says that the appearance is like the gleaming of a chrysolite.
啊，怎么叫水窗玉呢
？What is a chrysolite？
我们知道玉那个玉啊，那个都是很多不同的颜色啊。
And we know that crystals are many different colors.
啊，但是呢，这个水窗玉就像水，像海水的颜色。
But this crystal is like that of the water.
啊，你去看海边哦，我们这卡扎里是没有海边，但是你去温哥华海边看到海边的表面就是所谓的水窗玉的颜色。
And if we stand beside ocean, we will notice its color.
啊，你看到这个海的颜色，但是你看不到里面。
You can see the color of the ocean, but you cannot see within the ocean.
这个代表什么呢
？And what does it symbolize?
代表神的工作。
This shows the work of God.
神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
神的救赎计划。
And this is
the salvation plan of God.
Salvation plan of God.
啊，有时候我们看到表面，但是没有办法看到最里面。
We can see the surface appearance, but we cannot see within.
我们请看罗马书第十一章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 11.
啊，罗马书第十一章啊。
Romans 11.
第三十三节。
Romans 11 chapter 33.
啊，罗马书第十一章第三十三节。
11:33.
啊，罗马书第十一章三十三节。啊，身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？36节。
36。
因为万有都是本于他，故依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。等一下。
Okay. 133. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
保罗在这里讲什么呢?
What is Paul saying?
保罗在罗马书里面呢是讲有关于因着信人要称义的道理。
In the book of Romans, Paul talks about faith and the
justification by faith.
Justification by faith.
人怎么可以称义呢?
And how can men be justified?
讲到最后就是要信主耶稣。
In the end, men will have to be believers in God.
保罗就说，哎。讲到最后，真的神的智慧很难测度。
And Paul says that the wisdom of God is hard to understand.
谁想到神有那么奇妙的计划呢？
And how, who can think that God has such mysterious ways?
啊，魔鬼以为说把主耶稣钉死十字架就可以解决主耶稣了。
The Satan thought that Christ can be destroyed by crucifying him on the cross.
但想不到把他钉死了，反而成全了神的旨意。
But there's no way that Satan thought that crucifixion on the cross was the fulfillment of God's will.
因为这个死而复活了，胜过魔鬼，胜过死亡。
Because the resurrection allowed the conquering of death and Satan.
怎么会想到呢？神的计划是那么完美呢？
And who could think that God's ways are such beautifully complete?
所以今天有时候我们的生活当中有时候不明白神的旨意，这是正常的。
And so it's normal for us to not understand God's will.
有时候我们会问，哦，那么守道理，但是神为什么会让我遇到这种事情呢？
And sometimes we might ask, well, we believe in the truth, but how come God allows us to experience such things?
别人没有信主，反倒好像比我还发达。
And it seems that the non-members are richer than I am.
我在守道理，我在做义人，反倒受苦，像约伯一样。
I'm a righteous man, but I suffer just like Job.
啊，很多问题想不通。
And of course, we cannot think through this clearly.
但是保罗告诉我们，
But Paul tells us,
本来我们就没有办法完全了解神的旨意。
But we originally cannot completely understand the will of God.
像水穿玉，不能看透。
It is like water, we cannot see through it.
我们可以做神的谋士吗？
Can we be the
counselor
of God?
不行的。
This is, we cannot.
时候到了，我们就会明白。
But when the time comes, we'll understand.
所以这个轮呢，有水创意的这个颜色。
So therefore, the wheels have the color of chrysolite.
我们再看回来这个以西结书第一章。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 1.
我们看第十七节。
Let's look at 17.
啊，大家吃饭都吃得很饱啊，红豆烧在里面啊，所以要你们读一读，比较不会打瞌睡。轮流了啊，我就随便挑人了啊。好了 ，Vincent， 第十七节你读一读啦。啊，第一章第十七节啊。啊，这里说啊，这个轮子啊，它四方都能行走。
And it tells us that the wheels can go move in any of the four directions.
因为这个四活物是在一起的，四个连在一起的。
Because the four living creatures are connected.
所以需要这个一个轮子啊，它可以非常 flexible， 随时要去哪个方向都可以。
And the four wheels are very flexible; they can go in any direction.
啊，我们知道一般轮子啊，如果没有转弯的话，大概顶都能够走哪个方向。
And we know that if a wheel does not turn, then it will go in one direction.
多少？
Oh, I mean, in how many directions?
顶多前跟后而已嘛，哈。
It can only go backwards and forwards.
那么你要那个轮可以转弯的话呢，就要可以360度，但是也要绕很久才有办法360度啊。
But if a wheel can turn, it will take a while to turn the 360 degrees.
今天我们的车子啊，设计很好的啊，但是顶多转弯也是转的差不多哈。45度就顶多不能再转了。
And although we have very good cars today, generally can only turn 45 degrees at once.
啊，你没有很少看到车子啊，那个轮子可以转90度角的，
and、
这样你就不用 parallel parking 啊。
And usually we cannot see a car that can turn 90 degrees.
啊，如果有人发明一个车子啊，进去 parallel parking， 那轮子转这边，就进去，哇，都太棒了。
And if someone invents a car that can parallel park on its own by turning 90 degrees, then
人做不到。
This thing man cannot do.
因为理论上是做不到了，因为那个 axis 啊，跟着轮子不可能给它完全反过去，这样就坏掉了。
And generally, this cannot happen because it will be in conflict with the angle of the axle.
啊，但是呢，属灵来说就有了。
But however, in the spirit, it's possible.
啊，这个属灵的 four-wheel drive 啊，非常厉害。
And the four-wheel drive in the spirit is very grand.
那个轮子啊，不受这个限制的，可以随时转动啊，四个方向都可以转，都可以走路啊。
And the four wheels are unrestricted and they can go in any direction.
这个代表我们什么？
And what does this show us?
代表我们做神的工啊。
It tells us that when we do the work of God.
这个轮子代表神的作为。
And the four wheels show the
the work of God.
The work of God.
神的旨意没有人可以拦阻。
The will of God cannot be comprehended by anyone.
时候到了，都会成全。
But when the time comes, it will be accomplished.
像他们要被掳。
What?
They are going to exile.
Oh, for example, the Israelites were exiled.
因为神要刑罚他们。
Because God wanted to punish them.
所以没人可以阻挡。
So no one could block God's intention.
巴比伦来了，就把他们抓走了。
So when Babylon came, they took the Israelites.
那神的旨意，七十年之后。要从巴比伦回到以色列。
But according to the will of God, after 70 years, the Israelites would return from Babylon.
时间到了。
When the time comes.
后来巴比伦毁灭掉了。
When Babylon was destroyed.
巴比伦后面是什么国家，知不知道？
And now, what is Babylon? Does anyone know?
巴比伦后面呢？继续巴比伦的是什么帝国？
Oh, what is the kingdom after Babylonia?
啊，这是波斯啊，马代波斯啊。
That is
Persian media.
Persian media.
啊，所以呢，他们就是哇，那个古列王就好了好了，放你们回去重建圣殿了。
And so the king, the Persian king allowed the Israelites to return.
哇，神的旨意没人拦阻。
And no one could understand the will of God.
只要时候到了就会成全。
And only in the time would people would the deed be accomplished.
今天在末世也是一样。
In the end times, it's the same.
我们看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 1.
第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Brother Trace, can you read for us? Acts chapter 1 verse 8. 使徒行传第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
好，使徒行传第一章第八节。Yes. Thank you very much. 这里是主耶稣跟门徒所讲的话。
This is what Jesus had spoken to his disciples.
升天以前讲最后的一句话。
This is the last word he spoke as he ascended to heaven.
这句话很重要。
And it's very important.
主耶稣说圣灵要降在你们身上。
It says that the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
有圣灵才有能力。
And only in the Holy Spirit will you have strength.
没有圣灵就没有能力。
Without Holy Spirit, there's no strength.
那么有能力之后要做什么呢？
And when the strength comes, what will happen?
首先要在耶路撒冷要传福音。
They will preach in Jerusalem.
哇，这个最不容易的，开头是最难的。
And of course, the beginning of something is always the most difficult.
耶路撒冷是逼迫主耶稣的大本营啊。
Jerusalem was a city that persecuted our Lord Jesus.
祭司在那边。
It is where the priests are.
文士、法利赛人在那边。
And the scribes and the Pharisees are there.
在耶路撒冷的城外把耶稣钉死。
And outside Jerusalem, they crucified Jesus.
但是主耶稣要把真教会。刚开始在那个使徒时代的教会在耶路撒冷要开始。
But God wanted to establish the true church in Jerusalem.
这个是最大的力量啊。
And this is the greatest strength.
然后呢犹太全地。
And then in all Judea.
然后呢外邦也去了撒玛利亚。
And then outside of that Samaria.
今天要直到地极。
And then to the ends of the earth.
在末世也是一样。
In the end times, it is the same.
真耶稣教会是末世神所拣选的真教会。
The true Jesus Church is the church that God has established in the end times.
1917年呢，从中国的北平开始。
It started in 1917 in China.
从一堆没有什么教育水准的人，很贫穷的人，很贫穷的国家来开始。
It started in a poor country with poor men.
那是神的旨意。
But God's will.
要兴旺这个福音到地极。
Wanted this gospel to spread to the ends of the earth.
所以八十几年之后。
So 80 years later.
真教会已经传遍了五大洲了。
The Gospel was spread to the five continents.
啊，所以啊，作为神的旨意，没有人可以拦阻的。
So no one could comprehend the will of God.
啊，所以我们要顺从神的旨意。
That's why we must be submissive to the will of God.
那么刚刚啊，这里也说这个轮子啊，第十七节啊。
And in verse 17 it says the wheels.
以西结书第一章第十七节说，这个轮子也不会调转的。
And it says that the wheels would not. Or without turn, will not turn as they went.
什么叫做不会调转呢？
What does it mean not to turn?
这是神的旨意啊，神的圣供啊，是勇往直前。
And that means that the will of God will always go forward.
没有后悔的。
It doesn't turn back.
没有走回头路的。
And it doesn't go back the way it came.
没有回头看的。
And it does not look back.
所以说曾经要跟那些门徒跟他讲话。
And Jesus spoke to his disciples.
说啊，如果你啊。跟随主啊，就好像拿着那个泥头啊，要耕田一样。
spreading the gospel is like plowing a field.
啊, a farmer.
A farmer plowing a field.
如果拿着泥头往后面看的话,
oh, if you take a hole and you look backwards,
会怎么样?
Then what will happen?
举手者记不记得?
Does anyone remember?
啊, 拿着泥头往后面看, 就会怎么样?
If you take a hole and look backwards, what will happen?
啊, 记不记得? 记不记得? 会怎么样? 会敲到脚趾?
And then you will hit your toe.
啊就不配进神的国。
And then you will not be worthy to enter the kingdom of God.
一边耕田，一边往后面。
Because if you plow a field, but you look backwards,
好像很危险，一定敲到脚趾，很危险。
It will be very dangerous. You'll hit your toe.
第二，那看不直啊！你这个翻那个泥土，要知道哪一行在哪里啊
？Because you have to look in front in order to know where to plow.
所以神的计划是往前直往直前行的。
So the will of God always goes forward.
我们今天也是一样。
Today we are the same.
有一些工作的计划。
The direction of the work
plan,
the work plan.
虽然遇到很大的阻力
although might face many obstacles.
但是如果是合乎神旨意的话
but if it is according to the will of God,
就要坚持下去了
then it will continue on.
啊，要努力往前走，不能走回头路了。
We must continue to fight and go forward and cannot look back.
像我们福音已经传到卡加利了。
The gospel is already spread to Calgary.
传到安明顿了。
It's been spread to Edmonton.
虽然刚开始经营很辛苦。
And although the beginning was difficult.
但是我们绝对不可以走回头路了。
But we cannot turn backwards.
不可以说，哎，都没有什么人了，都关掉了。
We cannot shut down because there's not enough members.
不行的。
This is not right.
神把我们带来这里。
God has brought us here.
就是要我们在这边传福音。
It is because he wants us to spread the gospel.
虽然暂时很辛苦。
And although at the moment it's very difficult.
但是一定要坚持下去。
But we must continue on.
一定要往前走。
We must look forward and walk forward.
啊，保罗也勉励我们了。
Paul also encourages us.
我们请看腓立比书。
Let's look at Philippians.
啊，腓立比书。
Philippians.
啊，第三章。
Chapter 3.
啊，第十三节。
Verse 13.
啊，腓立比书第三章第十三节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13。
第三章第十三节 ，Samuel 啊，请你读一下。Brother Sam 啊。啊，十四节 ，14。这里保罗告诉我们做圣工啊，有两个非常重要的态度。
Paul tells us that there's two very important attitudes that we must have in doing holy work.
啊，保罗说啊，我不是以为自己已经得到什么了。
And Paul says that he does not think he's already received something.
说实在啊，如果论这个宣道的成功啊，保罗是最伟大的。
In terms of accomplishing the holy work, then we can say that Paul is the greatest.
因为他比其他使徒还跑得远的地方。
Because he had gone further than any of the other disciples.
别人没有去过的，他都去过了。
Where others have not gone, he has gone.
他也建立了很多教会。
And he has built up many churches.
如果保罗要写历史啊，写不完呢。
And if we were to write a history about Paul, we could not finish it.
但是保罗说什么呢？
But what did Paul say?
我不是觉得我已经做到什么了。
He does not consider that he's done anything great.
只有一件事。
Only one thing.
我就忘记背后。
He forgets what lies behind.
忘记背后很重要。
It is important to forget what lies behind.
背后并不是说忘记历史的教训。
It does not mean to forget the teachings in history.
忘记背后有两个意思。
To forget what lies behind has two meanings.
第一，忘记我们过去的荣耀，过去我们的成就。
It means to forget our old accomplishments.Pushments and glory.
啊，如果我们老是讲说，哎呀，以前怎么样怎么样的话。
And if we keep on thinking, oh, in the past I've done this and that.
啊，这代表说我们对明天已经没有眼光了。
Then that means that we have no more vision for the future.
只有对明天没有盼望的人才会讲过去怎么样呢
？Only those who do not have hope in the future will continue to look behind.
啊，所以保罗说，无论我过去有多大的成就，已经不讲那些了。
So no matter what Paul has accomplished in the past, he will not speak about it.
今天有没有为神做什么事
？It depends on whether he does anything for God today.
明天有没有为神会做什么事
？And whether he will do anything for God tomorrow.
第二个意思，忘记背后。
The second thing is.Second meaning is
啊，过去那些不愉快的事情也把它忘掉了。
Is to forget what is unhappy.
啊，当然不可能完全忘掉。
Of course, we cannot fully forget.
但是也不要把它故意的拿出来想。
But we should not take it out and ponder upon it.
让它淡化，让时间呢把它冲淡了。
Instead, we should wash it away.
因为要忘记背后啊，才有办法努力面前。
Because only when we forget what lies behind, we can look forward.
啊，人呢、啊，就是很多时候啊，被我们的过去啊，被绑住啊。
And sometimes, man is often bound by their past.
但是呢，我们要
像保罗一样，我
们
忘记背后了。
But we must be like Paul. We must forget the past.
努力面前。
And strain towards the future.
所以有时候记忆力不是很好也是好事哈，不要记太多不愉快的事情。
And so therefore, we should not remember the unhappy things of the past.
第十四节说，向着标杆直跑。
And verse 14 says that he pressed onwards towards the goal.
保罗做什么事情都有一个标杆的。
No matter what Paul does, he has a goal.
其实我们看运动员的训练都是一样。
And it's the same as athletes who train.
运动员如果像跑步的，他们教练会给他一个目标，说，这个月你的 training 要达到什么的目标。
A runner will train and he will understand his goal.
下个月时间还再跑短一点。
In the next month, perhaps this runner will want to reduce his time.
到最后的目标。
And in the end, his goal is.
就是要得到奖品。
Is to receive the prize.
刚开始的目标就是对自己的。
The first goal is towards oneself.
还要改善自己。
It is to conquer oneself.
第二个目标才是打败敌人。
And then, the next goal is to conquer others.
所以做什么圣工都要有个目标。
So no matter what holy work we do, we must have a goal.
保罗说我打拳的不是打空气的。
And Paul says that he does not,
beat the air, fight the air.
Oh, fight the air.
什么人会打空气呢？
Who fights the air?
那些会做 show 的哈，不是我们看看那些拳击手，有时候那表演一底下打空气好好看，但是打不到人。
For example, is those people who perform
show off,
and show off their skills, but really they accomplish nothing.
常常那些看电影里面，不是有些人以为自己很会打，哦，这样子打来打去，结果都哇，那些真的功夫厉害，砰一出手就把他打死了。
And we can often see demonstrations of martial arts on TV, but.
很会打的通常都不出手，一出手就不得了。
But those who can truly fight, do not do anything. But when they have their actions, then.
保罗做圣工都有目标的。
So Paul has a goal and his holy work.
保罗有什么目标呢
？What is Paul's goal?
对自己灵修有目标。
He has a goal with for his own spirituality.
打什么呢
？And what is His fight.
我们请看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
九章二十六、二十七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse
26. 九章二十六、二十七节。
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26 to 27.
Alan, 请你读一下。九章二十六、二十七节。斗拳所以保罗这里第一个目标
So the first goal
保罗打自己
Is to pummel his own body
不是每天捶自己一百下
It does not mean to physically punch his body.
他祷告的时候常常我有什么软弱
But rather in his prayer, he ponders upon his weaknesses.
所以说我脾气不好
For example, I have a bad temper.
所以说帮助我
And so please help me, God.
这个是打自己了
And this is pummeling one's own body.
我的眼睛常常喜欢看不洁净的东西
Or for some, our eyes might like to look at things that are not holy.
帮助我让我胜过自己的肉体
And we ask God to help us overcome this weakness.
这个就是打自己的
And this is pummeling of our own body.
主啊，我的嘴巴很不好
Or we speak bad things with our mouth.
讲完都很后悔
And every time I speak, I regret.
主啊，帮助我打伤我的嘴巴
So God help me subdue my mouth.
这个就是打自己的
And this is pummeling of our own body.
所以像一个运动员，你要打败别人之前，要先打败自己
So before we can conquer others, for example, an athlete must conquer himself.
自己就是最大的敌人。
We are our greatest enemy.
所以保罗这个目标很清楚。
So Paul's goal is very clear.
我们圣工人员要做神的工，这个就是最大的目标。
This is the biggest goal if we want to be a worker of God.
表面上看起来以为说我们希望五个人信主，十个人慕道，二十个人得圣灵，好像是这个是目标。这个是外在的目标。
On the outside, it might seem that we're supposed to bring people to church and
Holy Spirit,
or the Holy Spirit, but in fact, this is outside ourselves.
最重要的目标是里面的目标。
The most important goal is within us.
里面打败了，神就同工了。
As long as we conquer ourselves, then God will be with us.
再来大一点的教会整体的圣工有一个目标。
And then if we look a bit wider, there's a goal for the entire church.
今年的教会要多少的发展呢
？How much do we want our church to grow this year?
有一个目标之后就往这个方向努力祷告。
And if we have this goal, then we should pray hard for this goal.
所以啊，这个神的轮子啊，没有那个 gear 啊，那个档啊，没有 return 的，没有那个 go back 的，只有往前走的。
And so the wheels do not have a reverse gear, it goes in front all the time.
所以、啊、这个是非常美好的属灵的教训。
And this is a very good spiritual teaching.
那么再看回来，以西结书第一章。
Let's look back at Ezekiel 1.
啊，第十八节啊。
Verse 18.
第十八节 ，Brother Daniel, Daniel Chen, can you read for us? Chapter 1, verse 18.这里说这个轮的钢啊，轮钢啊，那个 ring 啊，非常特别。
The rim of these wheels is very special.
这个轮的钢啊，非常的高大。
And it is very great.
这个代表什么呢
？What does it represent?
就神的工作啊，很高深啊，很大。
And it shows that the work of God is very great and very high.
我们请看以弗所书第三章十八节。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18.
以弗所书第三章第十八节啊。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse
18. Desmond, can you read for us? 三章十八节。以弗所书三章十八节。谢谢啊！这里说啊，能与基督啊和众圣徒，能与众圣徒一同明白啊，耶稣基督的爱、啊、是何等长或高深。
And this verse tells us that to comprehend the love of God, it has great breadth, length, height, and depth.
这个轮子非常的高。
This wheel is very tall.
证明啊，神的工作、神的爱、神的工作的伟大，非常的深。
And this tells us that the greatness of God and His work is very
啊、所以还有呢，这个轮子呢，还有很多眼睛哦。
And this rim has many eyes as well.
啊，什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
就是说，做什么事情啊，神都看到。
Whatever we do, God understands or can see.
啊，神都看得非常的清楚。
And God sees clearly.
一个工人呢、啊，忠心不忠心的，神都很知道。
And God knows whether a person is faithful or not in his work.
啊，不用嘴巴讲的。
We do not need to say it with our own mouths.
你看，我们想看我们的两只眼睛啊。都看得很清楚。
And we have two eyes, but we can also see clearly.
如果戴眼镜的话，有四个眼镜也是看得很清楚。
And if we wear glasses, we have four eyes and see clear.
但是神这里说有很多很多的眼睛啊，爆满整个轮子啊。
But these rims are full of eyes.
神造眼睛的不是看得更清楚吗
？And since God creates the eyes, can He not see more clearly?
所以、啊、这里说神都知道他的工作。
So God knows His own work.
如果我们看启示录第二章哦
，If we look at Revelation chapter 2,
这里说圣灵啊写信给七个教会。
This tells us that the Holy Spirit wrote to the seven churches.
比如说第一封信呢写给以弗所教会。
And the first letter went to Ephesus.
第二节说神说我知道你的行为啊。
And in this letter, the letter says that God knows the actions of this church.
这里说神知道这个教会啊，以前就很有爱心了，现在没有爱心了。
And God knew that before this church had great love, but now it does not.
然后，我们看第九节哈。
Let's look at verse 9.
这里是说写信给士美拿教会。
And this is the letter to Smyrna.
我知道你的患难。
I know your tribulation.
这个教会很穷啊，但是他们遇到很多的困难才能知道。
And this church is in poverty, but it meets many tribulations.
然后第十三节啊。
Verse 13.
写信给别加摩教会。
And this is to Pergamon.
神说我知道你的居所就是撒旦作为之处。
And in verse 13 it says, God knows where you dwell, where Satan's throne is.
就是说那边的魔鬼的力量很大。
In this church, the power of Satan is very great.
所以一路讲下去啊，我们看第十九节写给推亚推拉教会啊。
And in verse 19, he writes to Thyatira.
神说我知道你的行为，爱心信心啊。
And in this church, he says, I know your works, your love and faith.
所以啊，启示录七教会就代表末世真教会的情况。
So the seven churches are the symbolize the seven, the church of the end time.
有很好的。
There are very good churches.
有退步一点的。
And there are those that walk backwards.
有一些已经变质的。
And some have already changed form.
有一些不冷不热的。
And some are lukewarm.
神虽然不讲话，但神都知道。
And although God does not speak, He knows.
神眼睛看得很清楚啊。
Because God can see very clearly.
所以今天我们也一样。
So today we have to be the same.
我们做神的工啊，并不是做给人看的。
We should not do the work of God for others to see.
别人没有看到没关系。
Even though others do not see it, there's no problem.
神知道。
Because God knows.
啊，在非洲有一个地方啊。
In Africa, there's a place.
啊，真道也传到那边去。
And the truth was spread to that area.
啊，那边的人很穷啊。
The people there were very poor.
啊，有一些啊，就是有一些不好的习惯。
And some of them have bad habits.
啊，会不对教会的钱呢、啊、不老实、啊，有时候会偷一点。
They are not faithful with the money from the church, and sometimes they will steal it.
因为他们以前在外教会啊，就有一个坏习惯了。
Because this is a habit they developed in other churches.
不是每一个，这是有一些比较不好的信徒啊。
This is not all the members, but there are some of them.
有一次有一个教会的工人呢、啊、不老实。
And once there was a worker who was
not faithful.
Not faithful.
对教会的钱呢、啊、吃掉一点。
And he took some of the church's money.
啊，连总的工人去问他。
And the other workers asked him.
哇，他很凶，大声说，没有，没有，那那不老实。
He was very defiant, and he said, he was faithful.
好吧，我们说，我们已经讲过警告你了，但是你自己要负责任。
So they said, okay, well, we've already, warned you, so you must take responsibility.
啊，他以为这样就可以过关了。
And he thought this would simply pass like that.
结果啊，没过几个礼拜。
But after a few weeks.
哇，整个人精神错乱。
The man became crazy.
好像疯掉一样。
It's like he became insane.
脱光衣服到处跑。
He took off all his clothes and walked everywhere.
本来是一个工人呢，教会的传道工人呢。
Before he was a preacher and a worker for God.
结果神的灵离开他，哇，魔鬼的灵进来，哦，他整个错乱了。
But the spirit of God left him, and Satan entered him, and his mind became insane.
神都知道啊。
God knows.
所以我们不能逃脱神的眼目。
So we cannot escape from the eyes of God.
啊，像约瑟遇到最大的试探的时候。
When Joseph encountered the greatest temptation.
到了祖母要引诱他。
When Potiphar's wife wanted to trap him.
约瑟怎么讲呢？
What did Joseph say?
我怎么可以做这个大罪得罪神呢？
How can I commit this great evil against God?
所以啊，虽然人看不到，神看到。
So although people cannot see, God can see.
所以这个轮呢、啊，代表神常常看到我们，也看顾着他的圣工啊。
And this four wheels full of eyes shows that God always looks at us and always looks after His holy work.
好，那时间到了，我们现在同心默祷来休息半个小时啊 ，refreshment.
And we will take a break for about half an hour. Pray in silence.
Amen. Ah, 不累啊，不累就继续了。哎，出去走走吧。蛋糕，哇，又是啊。晚餐就不用吃Thank you.